Life Audio.
Unhappiness, a Tempting Choice. Written by Sarah Phillips. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. And the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Acts 13:52. Always be happy. I see you out there with your solemn faces and hands folded like this. Perhaps you think this is holiness. This sad solemnness is not really holiness. Always be happy wherever you go. God is good. These are words spoken by a priest from India at a recent retreat. No doubt this priest is well-versed in the theology of redemptive suffering, so his words gave me pause. What does he mean by this? Is it even possible to be happy like this? Later, in a discussion with my father, he mentioned that family counselors like my stepmother often encounter challenging clients who are married to their unhappiness. In other words, these individuals are so comfortable with their misery and dysfunction, born out of very real hurts, no doubt. They don't even want to be happy anymore. Pondering all this has rearranged some of my thinking on faith and happiness. Perhaps you've heard this common saying in Christian circles, God doesn't promise us happiness here on earth. From what I've encountered in my studies of the Bible and theology, the statement is factual. I used to interpret this fact as an indication that God just doesn't have happiness in his plans for some, and I was likely one of those people, right? But as I am reflecting on Father Andrew's words and my stepmother's clients, it hits me. Perhaps God doesn't promise happiness because it's not his place to give it. In other words, perhaps happiness is part of God's plan, but it's something we also must choose on our end. Think about it. Have you ever met that person who has everything but isn't happy? I knew a person like that. He possessed uncommon intelligence. He had a loving family, wealth, and opportunity. But he seemed gifted at finding the dark side to everything. And I mean everything. He suffered from incredible cynicism and depression. Let's put the possibility of a chemical imbalance aside for a second and ponder this truth. God has the power to bless us. But it's up to us to be happy about it. I don't say these things to cause pain or make anyone feel guilty for not feeling happy. Trust me, I've had plenty of dark periods where happiness seemed like a joke. I firmly believe it's okay to feel unhappy sometimes. Jesus didn't always feel good either, and it's safe to say there was nothing wrong with him. Still, it's important to remember that there is a danger in wallowing in darkness for too long. There is a great temptation to become attached to our sadness, our victimhood. Our cross, instead of drawing us closer to life in Christ, ends up bringing us closer to spiritual death when we do this. In his book, The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis explores this idea that we can become too attached to our brokenness. He sets up a fictional scenario where souls in hell get a second chance at heaven, but they ultimately do not choose heaven. They can't even enjoy heaven, due to their excessive attachment to hell. This seems downright crazy, but it's not any different than the clients my stepmom sees every week. And it's a very real trap we fall into every time we hold too tightly to our hurts and sorrows instead of releasing them to God. Lewis warns, if we insist on keeping hell, or even earth, we shall not see heaven. If we accept heaven, we shall not be able to retain even the smallest and most intimate souvenirs of hell. But then, what do we do with all the bad things in life? Certainly, we will feel sorrow and loss. We should feel sorrow and loss when bad things happen. How then do we avoid getting trapped by tragedy? How do we let go of the comforts, the intimate souvenirs of life's little hells? Lewis has more to say about that. And I will end here to ponder his words. Son, he said, ye cannot in your present state understand eternity. That is what mortals misunderstand. They say of some temporal suffering, no future bliss can make up for it, not knowing that heaven, once attained, will work backwards and turn even that agony into a glory. And of some sinful pleasures they say, let me have but this, and I'll take the consequences. Little dreaming how damnation will spread back and back into their past and contaminate the pleasure of the sin. Both processes begin even before death. The good man's past begins to change so that his forgiven sins and remembered sorrows take on the quality of heaven. The bad man's past already confirms to his badness and is filled only with dreariness. And that is why the blessed will say, we have never lived anywhere except in heaven, and the lost, we were always in hell. And both will speak truly.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com. Hey, listeners, my name is Kelly Givens, and I'm one of the producers behind Crosswalk the Devotional. I wanted to let you know about a new podcast we've created. It's called How to Study the Bible, and it's hosted by Nicole Eunice, a writer, speaker, and Bible teacher with a real passion to help Christians understand and apply the Bible to their everyday lives. I think that there are a lot of us out there, myself included, who really want to study the Bible but just have no idea where to start or how to make sense of what we're reading. What we may not realize is that we've somehow missed out on some pretty fundamental, basic tools and skills, which once we have them, can really help us begin to interpret and understand what God is saying through His Word. If you feel like that describes you, we would love for you to check out this podcast. You can find it by searching How to Study the Bible in your favorite podcast app or by going to lifeaudio.com. We'll also have a link to it in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, you can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing. I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.